From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level visit to Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made an unannounced visit to Iraq, saying he wanted a firsthand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of Islamic State militants. Heather Murdoch has more.
In a Wednesday briefing released to the public Thursday, Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Carter is visiting Iraq to see what the U.S. can do to improve the security situation. The next major move for the Iraqi government, supported by a U.S.-led coalition, is the retaking of Ramadi, a strategic city held by ISIS.
Iraqi security forces are positioning themselves in various locations around Ramadi in an ascent to place a noose around the city.
He says between 1,000 and 2,000 militants are believed to be holding Ramadi, but that their supply lines are being cut off by Iraqi troops. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
Top Obama administration officials faced tough questioning in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker told Secretary of State John Kerry that Kerry had been fleeced by the Iranians. Speaking earlier, Kerry said he believes the nuclear accord will make the world safer. The agreement would lift sanctions in exchange for Iran scaling back its nuclear program. U.S. President Barack Obama leaves Thursday for a trip to Ethiopia and Kenya. On the trip, Mr. Obama will promote the growth of American economic links with sub-Saharan Africa. He arrives in Kenya on Friday, where he will attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit in Nairobi. Later, he will become the first president to visit Ethiopia. Human rights groups criticize the trip because that country, Ethiopia, handles political dissent. This is VOA News. Amnesty International warns in a new report that Burundi is on the verge of conflict after police used heavy-handed tactics to suppress months of anti-government demonstrations. Mohamed Youssef has more.
The report, Braving Bullets, says authorities repressed demonstrations as if they were an insurrection, punishing protesters for expressing their political views. Amnesty's Deputy Regional Director, Sarah Jackson, says the police response has inflamed tensions.
They use lethal, excessive force.
The UN monitors have documented cases of torture and ill-treatment of protesters in detention, as well as dozens of killings of demonstrators and human rights defenders by members of the Imbonerakure militia group and security forces. Mohamed Youssef, Bujumbura.
FBI Director James Comey says the Islamic State group's online attempts to recruit Americans pose a bigger terrorist threat to the U.S. than al-Qaeda. Speaking late Wednesday at the annual Aspen Security Forum in Colorado, Comey warned of the extremist group's intensifying social media campaign. While al-Qaeda is careful in how it chooses operatives, he said the Islamic State has cast a wider net and is willing to recruit unstable, troubled drug users. The European Union has opened an antitrust case against six major U.S. film studios and Sky UK of Britain, charging that they unfairly restrict access to their content to European Union customers. The EU Commission's statement of objections has named Disney, NBC Universal, Paramount, Sony, 20th Century Fox, and Warner Brothers. The statement says Sky UK's licensing agreement with these companies requires it to allow viewers access to their films only in Britain and Ireland and not in the rest of the European Union. A Russian Soyuz capsule has landed at the International Space Station after a two-month delay. The delay was caused by the earlier failure of an unmanned Russian cargo ship. Officials said the capsule reached the orbiting laboratory Thursday, less than 6 hours after its launch from the Baikonur base in Kazakhstan. Afghanistan on Thursday lodged an official complaint with Pakistan over alleged cross-border shelling by the neighboring country's troops this week. The shelling killed three Afghan civilians and wounded two others. A statement says Deputy Foreign Minister Hekmat Khalil Karzai summoned the Pakistani ambassador to Kabul to register the protest and convey the concern of his country over the incident. American singer Chris Brown has been prevented from leaving the Philippines. He's caught up in a dispute over a canceled concert. The 26-year-old said in a profanity-laced video posted to Instagram he did nothing wrong and does not know why he cannot leave. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.